And Hannah French will be here later this evening with 2.5 hours of recorded music, bringing us some of the recordings that were reviewed and discussed on Record Review yesterday morning, including the recommended version of the Building a Library work, Saint-Saëns' musical menagerie, Carnival of the Animals. That's Record Review Extra tonight at 9 o'clock. Well, now at 7:30, it's time for this week's Drama on Three, This Little Relic by Carla Marie Sweet, which was recorded live this weekend for the BBC's Contains Strong Language Festival at the Belgrade Theatre as part of Coventry UK City of Culture. The drama is inspired by Ira Aldridge and his play The Black Doctor, and it's introduced now by the co-artistic director of the Belgrade Theatre's 2021 programme, Justine Taman.
Ira Aldridge is known for being the first black man to play Othello and for his illustrious career across the stages of Europe in the first half of the 19th century. It was only around 2016, however, that his particular link to Coventry was discovered. He programmed the Coventry Theatre Royal for 6 months in 1828 and as such had been Europe's first black theatre manager. In a city now keen to promote its diversity through its culture, Ira Aldridge has become a symbol of Coventry's openness to those coming from outside, a figurehead for diversity initiatives, and an inspiration for a new generation. Not surprisingly, however, Ira's experience during his career was not one of universal acceptance. He was only celebrated in the UK after he returned from his high-profile career in the courts of Europe, and the only two plays that he wrote or adapted himself explored the experiences of a black man alone in a white world. His own story, as well as his work, highlights some of the hypocrisies of a racist society and should teach us that a celebration of his life story and work does not absolve us of responsibility for tackling our own racist context. His legacy is therefore complex and one that can only be touched on in the space of 90 minutes. This Little Relic aims to share and celebrate the story of Ira's connection with Coventry within the contemporary context of a diverse city. The title is drawn from a line in the play about an amulet given to the hero by his mother that keeps him safe as he navigates an uncertain future. So too Ira and what he represents from the past can provide us with a story that continues to help us navigate the complexities of contemporary racial tensions and unconscious bias. Who takes ownership of this legacy is important as we are compelled to forge new narratives of mutual respect and understanding. When Professor Tony Howard of the University of Warwick first uncovered the Ira Coventry connection, he immediately built links with Coventry's Belgrade Theatre in order to involve their groundbreaking Black Youth Theatre in celebrating Ira's story. He wanted to ensure that this history was available to them to inspire and build on. This Little Relic continues this engagement with the Black Youth Theatre, integrating songs that they have written and sung around the themes of the play. They ground the play in the common voice, but also the voice of the next generation of storytellers and change makers. Here is This Little Relic by Carla Marie Sweet.
Hearing me, but you're just not listening. I want to breathe, you want to lock me in. You're holding me, but not the way I want to be held. I'm struggling to navigate my history, to understand the skin's geography. So many missing pieces, I feel destined to fail. Who am I?
Four parents, double, double. I'm caught in too much trouble, rejected, adopted, no past, outcast. I just want to be free.
Who am I?
Who am I?
Your warm knuckles open up. Someone who chose and wanted me. Those eyes and smile, her laugh would echo deep in my soul. And now I'm just a trace of what we both love, a deep reminder of his pain. When a part of me died with her, how could I grow?
Who am I? Four parents, double, double. Much trouble, rejected, adopted, no past, outcast. I just want to be free.
Who am I?
Who am I? Who am I?
Do, 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 do.
What?
I won't tell you again. Turn the music down. The neighbours will be doing their nut.
Hey, I was working on that.
And for God's sake, Alex, would it kill you to clean your room once in a while? It looks like a crack den in here.
Who cares? I'm the only one who sees it. And I'm not even here most of the time anyway.
So I've noticed. Have you forgotten? You're grounded.
For what?
For that weed I found last week.
Yeah, well, I'm 17. I can do what I want.
Not while you're living under my roof, you can't.
What are you going to do? Lock me in my room? I'll see you later.
I just said you're grounded.
And I just said I'll see you later. Anyway, you should be happy. I'm going to go see some youth worker.
You're going nowhere, young lady. I am your father and you will respect me.
You're always banging on about how I should do something constructive with my time. So don't complain, now I am.
I'll decide what's constructive.
I'm doing a play.
A play?
A piece of theatre with actors on a stage.
Okay, well, when you've finished being clever, check the basket on the countertop. There's a letter for you.
A letter?
One of them things people write to each other, then send via post.
You're so annoying.
Don't dish it out if you can't take it, kid.
I'll be back in time for dinner.
Good. Because if you're late, there won't be any.
Okay, folks. Now, I know right now this place looks just like an old pub, but try and imagine it full of audience members. Actors on the stage here, proper lights rigged just above your head. We'll turn that area over there into dressing rooms. There'll be set costumes. Trust me, when this play is a huge success, and it will be, the knowledge that we did it together, that we made something together, it'll be the most amazing feeling.
Sorry I'm late, I...
Here she is.
AJ, what are you...
You two know each other already.
We went to primary school together.
Yeah, we went out.
But AJ moved.
I see. Well, that's what this play is all about. Bringing young people from different areas together, working on something fun.
Yeah, maybe we'll team up and build a snowman in hell.
Okay, look, I understand why you're hesitant. But if you give me 100%, I'll give you the same. And what else are you going to do with your time? Make your 200th TikTok video?
He's got a point.
So this play, The Black Doctor, sounds random.
Well, the guy who wrote it, Ira Aldridge, pretty significant figure in Cov's history. He was a black man living in a white man's world, but still somehow making things happen.
Never heard of him.
There's a blue plaque for him in the city centre. Now, I read that and, well, he sort of sent me a sign.
He sent you a sign?
Yeah, I was in Manchester a few weeks back seeing a friend. It started pouring and I ducked into this gallery to stay dry, and there was this painting of him on the wall, and it spoke to me.
I knew it. You are crazy.
I don't mean literally, AJ. I mean, it felt like the universe was pointing me in his direction.
So he's from Cuff?
Not quite. He was American, but he lived here for a bit. Became the first black man to play Othello on the British stage, yeah? First black artistic director of European theatre, too.
American, though. Nah, I'm all about the UK. We need to represent...
And we can do that. I've already started to think of ways we can put our own spin on it.
Fine. I'm in. What do I have to do?
You're not going
to
regret this, AJ. Okay, here's the script. Have a read. Let me know which parts you might want to try out for.
Sick. Can't wait to get started.
Music to my ears. Oh, and speaking of music... There's going to be songs.
It's a musical?
No, not traditionally, no. But because it's an old play, the dialogue can be a little tough in places. So I've written some songs to make the story more accessible. Love will transcend all divisions, unite all religions, break chains. Love is not shackled by colour, nor afraid of the other, knows no shame.
Don't you have to go that way?
Yeah, just thought we could have one for the road.
Oh, shit! You stole those from the pub!
Is it really stealing if the pub ain't even open yet?
I mean, yeah, it definitely is, but I'll still have one.
Oh, that's rank.
Oh, it really is. Oh, come on, let's just down it.
I swear, half of that went up my nose. I wish Mr. Sims hadn't written the songs for the play yet.
Oh, remember when we used to make those beats together?
And you'd spit bars and I'd sing on them.
Oh, yeah.
Don't really do much of that no more. The last couple of years, things kind of changed a lot for me.
I'm sorry I didn't check up on you. When your dad died, I mean.
It's cool. It was only a year after your mum died, innit? I figured you were still struggling.
Yeah, you're right. I kind of still am. It's got me thinking a lot more about my biological family and, well, I got one of them heritage DNA tests.
Oh, yeah, I don't trust them, you know. I've read all this stuff online about how they harvest your DNA and then they put it on a government database so they can, like, spy on you and shit.
Well, I guess I'm on that database now, then.
You already set off your spit?
Yep. The results letter arrived earlier.
Shit. Go on, then. What are you? Half alien, half cookie dough?
Shut up, man. I haven't actually read them yet.
What? Why not?
I don't know. It's just a lot, innit? Finally finding out who I really am.
You don't need a heritage DNA test to know who you are. You're Alex, innit?
That's easy for you to say. You've had your whole life to take your heritage for granted. Celebrating Vaisakhi and Diwali, knowing how to speak Punjabi and going to your big Sikh weddings.
I don't take any of that for granted, trust me. But I hear you, man. You've never had the chance to get to know your culture. You got the results letter with you?
Yep, in my bag.
Then what are you waiting for?
Fine, I'll open it.
Alex?
Huh?
What does it say?
Sorry. Yeah. Okay. It says I'm 28% Nigerian, 8% Ghanaian, 1% Senegalese, 18% French, 2% Swedish. What the hell? And then the rest is just English?
Tu t'appelles Alix!
Is that the only French you know?
Donde à la plage?
He's such an idiot, man. For real, though, I'm glad you're here for this. Would have sucked to just open it on my ones.
It's all right. Seriously. What else it say?
That I can access a full breakdown on my online profile and connect with relatives that have taken the test too. Wow. So that could be like cousins, maybe aunts, uncles?
Let's not get too gassed, yeah?
It might be relatives that are like 10th cousins and that, rather than anyone close.
Yeah, maybe. Still relatives, innit? I mean, shit. I've never had blood relatives before. But like, what if I don't like what I find out?
Oh, stop being a wet wipe. Come on, get your phone out.
Okay, so...
Alex.
So it says I've got loads of family out in the States. Quite a few distant cousins took the test. And they're all black, so maybe that means I'm African-American?
African-American, that's sick!
I thought you said you were all about the UK.
I am. It doesn't mean you have to be, though. What else does it say?
Not much. There is some lady here in Coventry who took the test too. My second cousin once removed. Kathy Jameson. White lady. She looks about 60.
Yeah, but she might know who your parents are, innit? Look, you can send her a message.
I'll think about it.
But
look, this is a lot, okay. And I'm here for it, don't get me wrong. It's just baby steps, yeah?
Yeah, I get it. And you know what? Whatever this mad play we're gonna do ends up like, I'm glad it's got us talking again.
AJ?
Yeah?
Look, I don't know if we should talk again. I mean, in public. Because, like, nothing's changed, has it? We still live in different postcodes, and if people see us...
No one saw us today.
Because we took the long way round. We were careful. We were lucky too, probably. I just think we should...
Yeah, fine, I get it. No talking except in the pub. When we're doing the play.
You're not pissed off?
Not with you, just... the situation, I guess. Good luck with the DNA mission.
Thanks. God knows where my biologicals are, though. Far away from Cov, I bet. Or maybe not even alive.
Who am I?
Who am I?
Jen! How'd it go?
Oh, I'm certainly relieved to see a friendly face, Lawrence. Put it that way.
That bad?
Well, the presentation was solid, and the investors seemed genuinely excited. There was just a lot of questions from the local council lot.
What kind of questions?
Do we really need another student housing block here? That sort of thing.
What did you say?
I talked about how high-spec Presentia's design is, home from home, luxury design, everything laid on, so they can focus on their studies. Then some guy was like, what about the low-income students?
I hate that question.
Me too. I just told him that they're covered by the glut of lower-spec residencies that still offer city centre living, but at a more basic rate.
Spot on. Just because some of the students are poorer doesn't mean the rich kids should have their options taken away, does it?
I mean, I wouldn't quite put it that way, but...
Anyway, well done. It sounds like Project Return of the Local Bad Girl Made Good has been a triumph.
Well, I'm well on my way to making the impression I intended to, I suppose. I'm going to stick around and do some schmoozing tonight, and then I thought I might stay for a few days.
What for? Thought you'd be desperate to get out of Shitsville, UK.
Only I get to call it that, Lawrence. I might have had a bad time when I was growing up here, but it still means something to me. That's the whole point of me being here, so I can make it better than it was. But obviously, while I'm here, I've still got some important catching up to do.
Catching up, eh? Is that what they call it these days?
God, you're full of cheek this morning, aren't you?
Just don't come back with a bun in the oven, all right? We're too busy for you to end up on maternity leave. What?
Nothing, just...
Oh, you're not going to go all hashtag me too on me, are you? Just because I mentioned your womb?
Oh, for God's sake, Lawrence. Look, I've got another call I need to make. We'll catch up later in the week, OK?
Yeah, all right. Hopefully you'll be in a better mood by then.
Oh, yeah, I hope so too. OK, Google. Search Reginald Sims.
Doodle.
You know the drill.
False, that's unstoppable. Reach it. Reach it.
Oh, Prabling. I didn't hear you come in. Sorry, AJ's gone.
I told him I was going to pick him up on my way home. I don't know. In one ear, out the other.
He said he's up for doing the play, but do you think he'll stay committed? You know him best.
I think the fact that I'm his mum probably means I know him less than anyone. He didn't give you any lip today, did he?
Oh, you know AJ. He's spirited.
He's a cheeky little shit.
Aren't all teenagers?
Maybe.
Thanks for persuading him to come down.
Oh, trust me, you're doing me a favour. Getting him out of the house without him ending up on the street. It's brilliant. I think you're doing such a good thing here.
You could be in the play too, if you were keen.
I'm a bit old, don't you think?
It's a community play, not a youth play.
The Black Doctor. Never heard of it.
It's a really great play, but rarely performed these days.
Yeah.
Love across racial lines. Friendship across a social barrier. I think it'll really resonate. The play itself is all about the damage divisions can do, and we're bringing people together to make it. It's like a lesson within a lesson.
A dream within a dream. Star-crossed lover stories always make everyone question why we all can't just get along. But it's such an obscure play. You could have just done West Side Story.
Oh, I do love that show. When you're a jet, you're a jet.
All the way from your first cigarette
to your last dying day.
Mind you, we'd probably be sharks, us two, wouldn't we?
Yeah, and we wouldn't have to black up like they did in the films to play them, neither. Are you up for it, then? Helping out?
Yeah, I'd love to. But behind the scenes for now, OK?
Oh.
Just let me think about the whole acting thing.
Deal. Welcome aboard, Prabling.
You know, this is mad. When I first met you and you were doing checkout at the supermarket, oh, when was it?
Well, Big Boss Bruno took me off the checkout for spending too long trying to cancel teenage shoppers, so that must have been at least a year ago.
I mean, I knew we were like-minded back then, but I never expected we'd end up working together on something one day.
Well, I'm glad we are.
Wait until I tell AJ. He'll do his nut at first, no doubt. But I think this will be good for us. I mean, there's so many things around here that risk sons being carried away from their mums.
What happened to that kid the other week was awful.
Oh, he went to school with AJ. There isn't a day that's gone by that I haven't... Anyway, I'm glad you're doing this play.
I see
a forever finish my life.
I see
a man.
Not this dream again. This endless loop of scanning item after item. Why?
Why do you think?
You're not usually here. Who are you?
No, Reggie. The more pertinent question is, who are you?
I don't have time for this.
Really? You going somewhere?
It's you, isn't it? Ira Aldridge. I recognize you from that painting I saw in Manchester.
You just let me know when you're ready to discuss what these twisted little dreams of yours are really about.
Oh, no! Oh, no, they're here! It's happening again! Look, Ira, it's skinheads attacking this time. They're coming straight for us. Machetes? No. Shotguns? Both?
Reggie, just...
Quick, Robin Hendrick hits a baseball bat behind a checkout. I can't get up. It's like I'm glued to my seat. Will you pass it to me?
This is ridiculous. If you won't think, at least breathe and listen. We're running out of time and I'm starting to run out of patience. A quick inventory tells me that you've got a venue, albeit under somewhat dubious circumstances. You've written the songs, you've assembled the cast, and now you're bringing people together. So I think you're succeeding in this mission of yours. And if I'm not mistaken, you could have gotten yourself a leading lady. Certainly off stage, anyway.
I don't know what you're...
Reggie, why pretend? I'm in your head. You've liked Praveen Desange ever since you first saw her walking down the cereal aisle nearly 2 years ago. A vision in blue.
Yeah, but I need to focus on this play. If it goes well, I might get funding to do more stuff like this, and that could mean...
Stop deflecting. It's been nearly 20 years since you truly let anyone in. Don't you think it's time to open up again? No, don't start to wake up. Unless you're going to wake up mentally, that is.
I'm going to go for a walk. Clear my head. You're too much, man.
One man,
a picture.
One man,
alone can have his say.
One man,
alone can sing a solo.
It takes community to put on a play.
Dad! Dad, open the door.
Alex, what are you doing? And where's your key?
I lost it.
Again? For God's sake, Alex!
Doesn't matter. You're always in anyway.
Me working from home these days isn't an excuse for you to be irresponsible. Well, anyway, I was asleep. It's 2 in the morning and you stink of booze.
Do you want me home or not?
I'm sick of this. You don't give a shit about anyone but yourself.
Well, you ain't given a shit about me since Mum died.
That's not true.
You never talk to me about anything. I got all these questions swimming around in my head.
What questions?
About Mum, about my biologicals. I know you know more about them.
It was a closed adoption.
Why? You've never explained to me why. You know, a few weeks ago, I was walking past a house and I could see this family through the window, sat at the dinner table, all together. And there was talking and laughing. And for a minute, I pretended I was sat there with them. I pretended I was part of a family that talks about shit instead of bottling things up.
What are you doing?
I'm getting my stuff and I'm getting out of here.
This is ridiculous. Just calm down, will you?
Get out of my face.
Alex, come on. It's 2 in the morning.
So you've said. And you know what? I wish somehow that meant you actually cared about me leaving. But you're probably more bothered about what the neighbours will think of me making a ruckus, aren't you? Well, you don't need to worry about that no more. Because I'm gone.
Alex!
You're hearing me, but you're just not listening. I wanna breathe, you wanna lock me in. You're holding me, but not the way I want to be held.
I'm struggling to navigate my history, to understand the skills, geography. So many missing pieces, I feel destined to fail.
Who am I?
What the hell do you think you're doing?
Mr. Sims, what are you doing here?
Less about me. And what happened to your hand?
I had another bust up with my dad and I just had to get out of there. Might have had a run-in with a stack of bricks on the way.
Oh, Alex, look. You know I don't mean to be in your business, but I have to ask. Do you feel unsafe at home?
Oh my God, Mr. Sims, of course I feel safe. It's just, what do you call it? A clash of personalities.
Look, you should go home. You're going to have to face your dad eventually anyway. And you should probably find a place to dump that can of spray paint before you're caught with it.
I was just...
You don't need to justify yourself to me. Especially when it comes to putting art in places the law doesn't reckon it should be.
I'm not going home, Mr. Sims.
My car's nearby. I'll drive you.
No. You don't know what I'm going through right now. I'm so over taking orders from adults, even more clueless than I am.
I was just like you once upon a time.
Just because you went to jail doesn't make me the same as you. It looks like you've turned your life around pretty nicely.
Except my choices are very limited because of the journey I went on to get here. You've got too much potential to just waste it.
Things are really bad with my dad right now. We're arguing constantly. I can't go home, Mr. Sims.
Then call a friend?
Well, the spare room is always made up ready for guests, just in case. Up the stairs to the left, okay? AJ's still awake in his room.
Thanks, Mrs. Dosange.
Oh, and there's a first aid kit in the bathroom. Make sure you disinfect that hand before you wrap it, okay?
Okay. See you tomorrow.
She messaged AJ. I should have guessed.
Seems the two of them are getting closer again. I'm glad.
Thanks for this, Prabline. I appreciate it's late.
Oh, it's no trouble. The universe obviously guided you to my front door for a reason tonight.
Just a coincidence, I think. Although, a happy one.
Nightcap?
Yeah, why not?
So, how are auditions going?
Listen, I know you said you'd think about being in the play, and I was just wondering if you've decided because, well, I've cast most of the supporting roles, but I'm still struggling to persuade any of the kids to play the leads. You're coming to the read-through tomorrow, right?
Yeah, wild horses wouldn't stop me.
Would you mind if we read in for Fabian and Pauline?
Honestly? Oh, I'm glad you asked. I think I was nervous about it before because, well, for years I've had this really narrow idea of who I am. Oh. But I don't think I'm that person anymore. Maybe I never was. I want to try new things, take some risks. So, yeah. I'll read in for Pauline.
I think you'd be brilliant. Aww. Plus, it'd be nice reading opposite you.
Really?
Yeah. And if you're ready to take some risks, I was wondering if maybe you'd be willing to take a chance on me too?
I should probably go check on AJ and yeah. Alex.
Yeah, no, of course.
Yeah, and it's late.
Yeah, and I've got an early start anyway. Putting in a shift at the supermarket before rehearsal, so I should probably...
I'll see you out.
Prabline?
Yeah?
I'll see you tomorrow.
Night.
Do-dum, 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 do-dum.
Man like Fabian.
Black Doctor.
Tall Dark Hansel.
Hey.
Man so giving, heals for a living, but Bamantum Phantom.
Ghost.
He's a black man.
Nick.
In love with a white girl.
Sick.
Her mom set him down. What? She won't have any.
What a beep.
Man like Fabian.
Hey.
See, he's a waste man.
Waste man.
Man got shot on the spot for Pauline. He's a joke man.
Joking. Where have you been? That was sick. And it's just what this play needs to make it make sense.
I still think we should persuade him to let us make the dialogue more simple.
Agree. All the words feel weird in my mouth when I try and read it out loud. And it's not like he's Shakespeare or anything, is he? So who cares if we switch things up a bit?
Well, Mr. Sims might, but he did say he made it a musical version, so it'd be, what's the word? More accessible.
Exactly. So he should get why we need to update the script too. I've already started reworking his songs.
No way!
Right, check this. So it goes. Dudum, 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 dudum. And again. Dudum, 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 dudum. Take it up. Dudum, 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 dudum. And again. Dudum, 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 dudum. Dudum. Love will transcend all divisions, dudum, unite all religions, dudum, break chains. Dudum. Love is dudum, not shackled by color, dudum, afraid of the other, knows no shame. Love will conquer all the mysteries of this world. Love feels, love breathes, love is.
Hey, that was so dope. Oh, you smashed it.
Oh, thanks, man. Look, I reckon before we start the session tomorrow, we should just tell him our ideas about the song and the script. He'll have to go for it because it's a community play, innit? And we're part of the community.
Doo-dum. Love doo-dum will transcend all division. Love feels, love breathes, love is.
He is to be your husband?
'Twas my mother's dearest wish.
Fabian staggers against the rock. Right, Pauline is going. Turns around and looks at him.
Fabian, I am waiting for you.
He passes his hand across his forehead, appears to be looking attentively at two crosses carved in one of the rocks.
Those two crosses carved in the rock, and which appertain to the legend I told you of just now.
What legend?
Shall I tell you?
Yes, tell me the history of this legend.
Goes back, looks at the sea, which is seen to gradually rise, then returns to Pauline.
Listen then. There lived in St. Louis a poor mulatto.
No. We're not saying words like that. No way. I'm using my veto.
I agree.
Listen, Mr. Sims, Alex and I were chatting last night, and we were saying we should make the dialogue a bit more modern, you know? We'll keep the story, change the words, so instead of 'twas my mother's dearest wish, we'll say...
It was the most important thing to my mum.
That's a nice idea, but I really think we should respect the original text.
Why? I think we've every right to do this. Switch it up, make it better. We looked it up on Wikipedia, and wasn't Ira Aldridge's version of The Black Doctor an adaptation anyway?
Yeah, the original play was French. So we wouldn't be the first to take the story and change the language.
And I've got African-American genes in it. So, like, this play is part of my heritage. Because Ira Aldridge was African-American too. So if anyone has the right to tell this story, it's me.
Too right.
Well, plenty of us have family out in the States. I've got cousins there myself. Look, this is only our first proper read-through of these scenes. Why don't we continue trying to get to grips with the text before we start talking about ways we might change it?
Fine.
I promise, it's just about rehearsing it and finding your flow. Rhythm, you know? It's like spoken word. Anyway, we need to push through. Prableen, let's pick up from the start of the next page since we're short on time.
Fabian, for pity's sake, save me.
Save you? And it's not possible, you guess... I love you.
No, no. You are deceiving me. You would not, could not see me die here before your eyes.
Look, Pauline, before we should reach the rocks which we now but descended together, the sea would dash us to atoms against their rugged points. I feared my own weakness and closed every avenue to the road of repentance or pity. Death surrounds us, but we shall perish together. How? You no longer tremble. Will you not call down heaven's curses on your destroyer's head?
This is dead.
Oh, be quiet, AJ. Fabian!
No earthly power can save us.
Then let me beg my mother's forgiveness and pray to heaven for you.
For me?
Yes, for you. Now I am sure of death. I may acknowledge without shame or remorse that I understand you, Fabian, and I forgive you, for I have long, long loved you.
Oh, my days, he's gonna kiss her!
No, don't touch your mom!
Oh, AJ, stop it! He didn't do anything!
He leaned in. We all saw him. I'm not having him kissing on you right in front of my face like I'm some kind of prick. I ain't having him disrespect my dad like that or me.
We were just acting, AJ.
Now, go on, it's a read-through. There's no blocking or nothing yet. And number two, don't try and mug me off. I ain't having it.
AJ!
You all right?
I just don't like it when people try and take me for a prick. Everyone's laughing in there when they nearly kissed.
Look, let me just play devil's advocate here. Would it really be the worst thing if they got together?
It wouldn't work out, man. What does he know about our culture? Our traditions and stuff?
Wow. Okay.
No, Alex, I didn't mean you...
Whatever, AJ. I'm going back inside. Mr. Sims might not be willing to change the dialogue, but I'm going to at least try see if I can get him to change the songs. And by the way, this play was written in like 1820 or something, when it was normal to think it was a bad idea for two people from different cultures to be together. If you still think that's the case, maybe it's not just the dialogue of this play that's stuck in the Stone Age.
Love connects, breaks the oath of fear that creates divide. Love forgives, always hopes, always trusts, never takes a side.
You think I did the right thing? Telling Alex I'm not keen to use her songs. It's just, the songs I've written are more... There's a very broad audience we need to appeal to here.
I know you mean well. Okay. So, maybe I'm going out on a limb here, but... Well, the way you leant in during the scene, it felt real. Are you that good an actor, or just...
I'm not really an actor at all.
Right. Then, well, how about you finish what you started? I know I was a nervous wreck when we almost kissed at my place the other night. I guess I wasn't ready, but... I'm ready now.
I can't tell you how good it is to hear that. Why do I feel like a teenager right now? Maybe because it's been a while.
For me too. My husband, Balraj, oh, he was a lovely man. A great father and oh, we were the best of friends. But it wasn't a love match.
Mm.
You know, my family liked him and I knew he'd be kind. He didn't give me butterflies though. Not like this. I should probably go. Knowing our luck, AJ could walk in any minute, tail between his legs, apologising for throwing his tantrum.
I'll call you.
You better. See you later, Casanova.
Alex! Alex, come on, man, slow down!
Leave me alone, AJ.
What I said before, I was an idiot. Let me make it up to you, will you? I've got coursework tonight, but tomorrow, maybe we can go for ice cream or cinema. Starks and no one will see us, and I'll pay.
I'm going to see Kathy tomorrow night.
What?
My second cousin, once removed. She messaged back, gave me her address.
Cool. Then I'll drive you. We'll take my dad's old car.
Love will transcend all division, unite a religion, break chains. Love is not shackled by color, no front of the end, there's no shame. Damn. Well, I've got to admit, it's pretty catchy. I'm coming! Hang on a second! What did you... Jen?
Hello, Reggie.
My goodness, you've barely aged a day.
It's flattery like that that got me on the hook 20 years ago, I suppose. I like to think I'm wiser now.
Well, the fancy yarns certainly imply you are. You've done well for yourself.
I'm not the sort to brag.
Then you really have changed. How'd you find me?
Google. And the great big poster in your front window.
Are you here to audition?
I see you haven't lost your sense of humour, despite... I was sorry to hear about your troubles.
Well, you have to keep a sense of humour if you're going to survive in prison.
Yeah, for what it's worth, it sounds like you ending up there was really unfair. I mean, throwing a bottle at a police officer during a protest. I'm sure I did worse than that when I went on marches during uni.
Yeah, but it's different for you, though, isn't it?
You married these days, then?
Only to the job.
At the supermarket?
No, I meant this, here. I was a youth worker for years after prison. Thought I could help be a role model, like, you know, because of my experience.
Well, I won't keep you. I just wanted to say hi, see how you were. I'm in town for a bit, overseeing the development of a brand new student complex in the city centre. It's a big project, one that I'm very proud of, actually. Okay. A bit like you with this initiative, I suppose. I'm all about making this area better.
I wouldn't really compare a non-profit youth initiative to a capitalist gentrification project.
It's a student building.
Oh, because we really need more of them right now?
Oh, don't start. I could do without your holier-than-thou routine.
I don't have a holier-than-thou routine.
Oh, what is it then? Jealousy? Annoyed that I got out of this place and made a mint for myself that I'm doing big things while you're stuck working in a supermarket?
I don't just work in a supermarket. And even if I did...
I could have taken you with me, you know, if you wanted that. You and me, we could have taken on the world together. Who knows, maybe you could have ended up with a job like mine.
I wouldn't want a job like yours.
Well, that's pretty short-sighted of you, Reggie, because it's going to feel so good when that complex goes up and I get to show everyone round here who didn't believe in me what I was always capable of.
Yeah, and is that why you're here?
You threw me away like I was a piece of trash. And I thought one day I'm going to prove to you how wrong you were about me. But now I'm here, well, you're just a little man, aren't you? A little man with a criminal record playing dress-up with a bunch of teenagers in an abandoned pub.
And you're just a bitter corporate sellout who doesn't know the value of anything that isn't money. And, oh, shit, why am I stooping to your level?
You know exactly why, Reggie. This is how we used to fight 20 years ago. And if my memory serves me well, you used to love it. Not to mention the making up.
Oh, I can't. I can't do this.
Well, what's the problem? You said you're single.
I didn't. Look, I need to focus on this play right now. These kids really need me.
Oh, ever the bleeding heart, eh, Reggie? Well, here's my card. Give me a shout if you fancy. Oh, and Reggie?
Yeah?
Get some sleep, eh? You look knackered.
To what do I owe this pleasure, Jen? I haven't heard from you for over a week.
I told you I had some catching up to do. So I'm going to be staying up here for a while, maybe a few weeks.
You can't. We need you back in the office.
Oh, no, you don't. Come on. If we've learned one thing from the pandemic, it's how many things can be done remotely.
Fine. But don't come crying to me when your hometown lets you down again.
Well, that's not going to happen this time. Trust me. Everything's falling into place.
Ira! Ira! I need your help!
What
do you need, Reginald?
If we can unmoor the houseboat, I reckon I could paddle it downstream, away from these hooligans. All this aggression over a game of football. I'll never understand it.
Well, Reggie, the hooliganism isn't really about football, as you call it. Just like terrorism isn't really about religion. It's about angry, marginalized people looking for a cause to justify their need to be violent. I think football is beautiful. Even if it is just 22 men kicking around a pig's bladder, attempting
to score. If they break through one of the doors or windows, who knows what they might do to us?
You know.
What?
You know what they'll do because you're the one creating your reality.
Again with the armchair philosophy. Grab that bookend, will you? We need to be ready for them.
I can't.
Why not?
Because I am a construct, a figment of your imagination. I can't help you any more than those men outside can hurt you. So, since we're here, shooting the breeze, tell me, how's that play of mine coming along?
Ira, please! Whether they are a construct or not, they're gaining on us.
So you accept that they could be a construct?
Yes!
Then you must also accept that you have the power to control them. Perhaps you could quieten their voices whilst we talk?
I can't!
Just try. Take a breath. Concentrate. Imagine their mouths getting smaller and smaller. Or perhaps a deep sleep coming over them. And maybe they begin to slip, one by one, into the river.
They're gone. All of them.
And now we can parlay uninterrupted.
Except for my sea legs, or lack thereof. Is it normal for a grown man to feel like he's made of jelly?
So now the problem is the houseboat. Shift your focus, and picture yourself somewhere else. Somewhere you feel safe. Somewhere you feel happy. Ah, the old Relic Public House. Oh, I finally get to see the place the latest iteration of my play will be staged.
If I manage to cling on to it for long enough. If the owners come back, it's all over. They'll kick us out. Can this little relic so powerful against evil avail nothing to my sufferings?
What a profound quote. Who wrote that?
You're funny. It's so hard to know how to make a play that the whole community is going to like. And Jen's back. I mean, why now? It's been 20 years, and I thought we hated each other. Never imagined I'd end up kissing her.
Well, hate is just love left to rot. Unattended, unappreciated, festering into resentment.
I can't lose all of this, Ira. When you got given the keys to the Coventry Theatre and got to choose everything that went on inside it, you killed it, became a legend. And here I am with the keys to this place, granted only because a dodgy locksmith hooked me up. But still, I have a responsibility, and I feel like I'm messing it all up.
Maybe it doesn't have to be this way. You create your reality. Remember?
In my dreams, maybe.
And in real life.
I don't know what you mean.
Well, then figure it out. There's a reason you brought me into your dreams. Perhaps you need to figure out why I inspire you quite so much. And hurry up about it. Opening night isn't far away.
Probleen?
Are you at the pub?
Yeah, but no one's shown up for rehearsal, so I'm...
There's been another stabbing, Reggie.
What?
I was on the way to rehearsal and I found him slumped on the pavement. There was so much blood and he was crying out for his mum and I just...
Oh, man.
I think he's about 15. Stabbed in the stomach. I called an ambulance, tried to stop him bleeding out, but...
Where are you now?
I'm at the hospital. They've put him in a medically induced coma whilst I try to fix him up, but... It's bad, Reggie. It's really bad.
Is he... Did you recognise him?
No. He's not in the play. But no doubt some of the kids will know him.
Are you okay?
Just a bit shaken, really, and... Well, I can't get a hold of AJ and Alex.
Okay.
If it all kicks off...
Prabhleen, stay put. I'll be there as soon as I can.
They've missed out on so much. Your mum and dad, haven't they? You're practically an adult now.
Try telling my dad that. My adoptive dad, I mean. Not my real dad, obviously.
Well, he's the one that raised you, isn't he? That's about as real as dads get in my book.
Sorry. Just Mom. Probably wondering what I want for dinner.
Kathy, I was hoping you might know something about my biologicals. Who they were, why they decided to give me up.
Well, all I know about your dad was that he was an actor. Did a show at the Belgrade. He was, you know, coloured.
Do you mean black?
Yes. Oh, sorry. It's also complicated these days, isn't it? All the lingo. I'm never quite sure what the right word is.
It's definitely not coloured.
Black isn't an offensive word. I wear that badge with pride. Coloured, on the other hand, pretty dated, very problematic.
Oh, I didn't mean anything by it. Look, Alex, I haven't seen your mother in years. She left town not long after you were born. Said it would be too painful to stay in the same city you might be growing up in. You know, without being your mum.
She could have been my mum.
No. She wasn't... she had a lot of difficulties, your mum.
A closed adoption, though.
Think she felt you'd be better off without her in your life? Were you?
How should I know?
Have you had a good life, Alex?
I don't know.
Your adoptive parents, did they take good care of you? Do they love you?
Yeah. They took good care of me. And my mum, she really, really loved me. I'm 100 million% sure of that.
Then maybe your birth mum did the right thing.
Are you still in touch with her?
No, we're not really that kind of a family.
Don't you get to decide what kind of family you are?
AJ?
Like I said, Jane didn't have an easy life. It was a tough family to grow up in. Look, I've got the last address I had for her. I used to send her Christmas cards, but then one year the card I sent came back to me, returned to sender. But someone there might know where she ended up. Here you are. Address in London. Hackney, I think.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, Alex. I've probably not been very helpful, have I?
It's okay.
Funerals.
Sorry?
Well, that's when our family usually gets together. If ever you fancy coming to one, you know, so you can meet people. Well, I'll keep you abreast of the deaths, just in case.
Okay. Cheers. I know my mum's name. I feel like I'm finally a person, like... Legit, you know.
I know. I'm happy for you, man.
You know what? I'm going to do this play. Then I'm going to London and I'm going to find Jane Priestley and get her to tell me who my dad is. And then, who knows? Maybe I'll go to America and find my dad too. You could come if you wanted to.
You're so inspiring, you know.
Well, couldn't have done any of this without you.
Joe, isn't that your ex-boyfriend and his crew?
Oh, shit. They're coming this way.
17 missed calls from my mum.
Oh, I've got missed calls too. What's social media saying? Oh, no. Someone's been stabbed. I bet my house this is revenge. We need to go. They can't see us in here. Together.
You should sneak out the back way, yeah? Run through to the other side of the cemetery and then I'll go get the car and meet you there.
Are you sure you'll be okay?
Yeah, I got this. When I've got the car, we can get as far away from this madness as possible, all right?
Okay.
Now run!
It's AJ.
He says he and Alex are safe. Parked up in his dad's old car in town.
That's a relief.
I'll get the bins out of your boot.
Yeah, let me. We can tape up the tops, put a slit in the lid, and then...
We'll see how many knives kids drop in.
I wish we could do so much more.
A knife amnesty is a great idea. And we're putting it in a place that they know is a safe space for them.
If any of the kids ever come back to the old relic. The play's over, Preblaine. Everything we worked for, everything it was meant to represent.
It'll happen if you keep believing. Talk to them like you spoke to those boys kicking off outside the hospital earlier. They'll come back.
I don't know. But I appreciate your faith in me.
I thought you might be here. You finished for the night? If you are, perhaps we could go for that drink or some food. Unless you're busy,
I'm not.
Obviously.
I'm not. It's...
Have I missed something here?
You seem a bit confused, Reggie.
You certainly do.
I'll
tell you what. How about I make things a little simpler for you? I'm going home.
Oh, don't be like that. I'm sure we can...
No, we can't. My son's my priority. And I need to be with him right now.
Preblaine, at least let me drive you home.
I'll get a cab from down the high street.
Yeah, but what if there's no
cab? I'll walk.
And then there were two.
Sorry, that was...
Awkward.
How about we grab some food? We could talk.
No thanks. I think I've lost my appetite.
Well, let me know when it returns.
And you let me know when you finally got the stomach to act like a real grown-up human being.
Jen?
Good night, Reggie.
Everyone on my socials are saying the kid who got stabbed is Dean Phillips.
Shit. He was in my maths class in year 9. Such a joker.
I'm sorry, man.
That, back there. That was close. If they'd seen us, they'd have...
I know. Still think us hanging out in public is worth the risk?
Yeah. I really do.
Whoa, what are you doing?
I thought you liked me.
I do, but not like that.
What? How can you... You said I was inspiring. You took me to Kathy's, you... We've been risking everything to chat and hang out and make music together. Why would you do that if you... You know what? You're a dickhead. Stay away from me.
Alex, wait. Oh, come on, man. It's not safe out there.
I don't care. I'd rather be out here than in there with a liar like you.
Oh, shit!
Hey! What the hell do you think you're doing?
Mind your own business, you nosy bitch!
To me like that. Some of us actually give a shit about making this area better, and there you are smashing up the community gardens. What the hell is wrong with you?
I hate this place, and I hate all the people who live here.
Ah, oh, you think you're the only one?
What?
You think you're the only person who's ever hated their hometown? Lots of people do. Difference is, not everyone thinks the answer is to go around smashing things up.
Well, maybe people should.
And what would that achieve? If you're not happy with something, you should make it better, not worse.
Well, I ain't got time to hang around polishing a turd. As soon as I figure out how, I'm getting out of this town and I ain't coming back.
I've been there, done that. And guess what? It didn't take me long to realise that Cov was never really the problem.
So, that's why you're back?
No. I came back for work. And, there's someone I hoped I'd reconnect with while I was here. He kind of gave me the impression he was interested in doing the same, but I think he's seeing someone else. I don't know why I'm talking to you about all this. It's
Sometimes it's easier talking to a stranger, ain't it? My mum always used to talk about a thing called closure. Sounds like you could do with that.
Yeah, you're telling me. Who was so clever when we were kids? Full of big dreams. When we broke up and I moved away, I thought, I'll just keep working hard, build myself up, and then one day I'll go back and show him how far I've come.
You wanted to impress him?
Sounds stupid when you say it like that, doesn't it?
I think it's normal. There's a guy I've been talking to recently.
Yeah, first love.
Nope. I tried to kiss him tonight, but he totally pied me. And I just feel so led on.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
I don't know. I just feel like I've been rejected a lot recently. Like, in lots of different ways. And it's kind of made me want to just smash things up, you know?
Yeah. I've definitely pushed the self-destruct button once or twice. Yeah. When I left here, I was a heartbroken mess. And I just wanted to be a whole new person. I cut my hair, changed my name, made new friends, took on new hobbies, dropped all my old ones, all my old friends, but no matter what I did, I still felt sad. All the time. Then one day, I realised it was more satisfying to build things than destroy them. You see that big building over there?
Yeah.
There's going to be two big blocks next to it soon. Luxury student apartments. Jen Towers.
That's your name, Jen?
Hmm.
You named a building after yourself?
No. No, they're not literally called Jen Towers, but they might as well be. That's my project. It's my baby. My chance to show all the people around here that doubted me just how much I've achieved. Two big tower blocks, like two fingers up to all of Cov.
So you're a developer? That's...
Yeah, it's pretty cool, I know.
I was gonna say that's like proper selling out, actually.
What?
Another student block? Are you for real? When is anyone gonna do anything for young people who are actually from round here? Like, you're a local girl. Don't you care?
Of course I care. Look, the more places like that that are being built, the more regeneration there'll be.
But that's not true, is it? The city centre gets developed, yeah, but the rest of the city just gets left to rot. And all of us who live there too.
Look, I know life's not fair, but with a bit of hard work...
Wow, seriously? You think that because you did it, everyone else can too? Rah, privilege really does blind you, innit? You know, someone I used to know got stabbed earlier.
What? That's really...
Awful. I know. But you'll forget about it. In a few hours. Maybe a few days, if you're the soft-hearted kind. Because no one really cares. Except Mr. Sims, maybe. And even
Mr.
he...
Mr. Sims?
He's this ex-youth worker. Got us all working on this theatre project together. He means well, but one little play in a pub ain't gonna save us. Like, it'll be good for a while, but what happens when it's over?
Huh. You think a lot of this Mr. Sims, do you?
He's a decent guy.
Huh. Is he now?
Wait. You know him, don't you? Is he your guy?
No comment.
He is, isn't he?
No, it's mad. There's still so few opportunities around here for young people. I would have thought things had changed since I left. Look, I can't help everyone, but maybe you could come into our local presenter offices and take a look around, and if you like what you see, maybe I could sort you out with some work experience. Paid, of course.
Serious?
We could do with more smart, bolshy young women like you contributing to the company. Maybe someone who isn't stuck in the same echo chamber we're all in.
You sure about that? Because I've got a lot of opinions you lot might not like.
Can't wait to hear more of them.
You know, for all your clickety-clackety high heels and fresh, no-crease shirt, you're actually a vibe. I'd never expect to, like,
connect with someone like you, but here we are, I guess.
How about you come into the office next week?
No way.
I'll see you Monday.
Where am I?
Technically, you're asleep in your armchair in your living room. But in your mind, it seems like you're back at the pub.
Where have you been? I've been trying to dream of you every night since the stabbing. Thought you were gone forever. That the play was done too. Then I was on my way to the supermarket to sign up for more shifts, and I saw that mural. Your face on the side of the Belgrade, larger than life.
And twice as pretty.
Someone must have painted it up there in the last few days. It felt like a sign.
You know, I can't keep visiting you like this. Soon you're gonna have to learn to stand on your own two feet.
What was that? Oh no, it's an earthquake or... I don't know, but we gotta get off this floor before we fall through one of the cracks. Come on, get onto the bar.
No.
What do you mean, no? Do you wanna die?
Reggie, we've been over this. I can't die. I don't exist. Yes, everything around us is falling apart. The ground is crumbling beneath our feet, and that's scary. We could run, climb away from trouble, or we could take control. You could take control.
I'm not sure I know how. I'm making such a mess of everything. Morale is still so low at rehearsal. I told them all they could talk to me about anything, but it's obvious they've all shut down.
Maybe it won't be that easy, but when the going gets tough, you gotta dig deep and keep going.
But it's not just the play, is it? It's everything, with Jen and Prableen too.
Yes, I agree, you're not managing that situation very well. But it's nothing that a bit of honesty and a decent no-excuses apology couldn't solve.
Why do I feel so heavy? It's like these keys in my pocket. I valued them so much when I got given them. When I knew that dodgy locksmith helping me out was gonna mean I had a place to do this play. But now it feels like they're weighing me down.
Maybe you don't have to carry them alone.
Alex and AJ. They seem strong and full of ideas. What if having the keys isn't about holding onto them quite so tightly? You construct your own reality.
And just like that, we're on stable ground again.
My battery's dead.
Guess you found your key.
Yep.
I've just been watching the news. Heard about that kid that got stabbed and my heart skipped a beat.
I knew him. We went to school together.
Are you okay?
Just tired.
Look, I know we weren't on the best of terms before you left.
Dad, please. I don't think I've got the energy to talk right now. I need to sleep.
Of course. Go get your head down. You being home and safe is enough for me.
Lawrence, You keeping things afloat at the London office, or have the wheels well and truly fallen off the car in my absence?
Very funny. Everything's ticking over nicely, but I'm curious to know if you'll be gracing us with your presence anytime soon.
I've still got quite a few loose ends to tie up on the project here, and, well, there's something else I've been thinking about too.
Well, go on. Illuminate me.
You ever heard of someone called Ira Aldridge?
Is he an architect?
A writer, actually, and an actor. He wrote this play called The Black Doctor. Classic tale of star-crossed lovers, though personally, I think I prefer West Side Story.
Ah, great film. When you're a jet all the way.
Yes, thank you, Lawrence. Anyway, they're doing a production of it here in Coventry, The Black Doctor, that is. It's like a community-based project, pop-up theatre in a pub.
Where are you going with this, Jen?
It occurred to me today that maybe I'm a kind of hypocrite. I wax lyrical about wanting to make cities better, but is what we're doing really having that effect?
Wow. 2 weeks in your hometown and you've already been brainwashed by the socialists. Blink twice if you're being held hostage, Jennifer.
Look, all I'm saying is, what if we were a bit more socially conscious? I mean, you could at least think about the optics. It'd be a great PR move for Presentia.
How much is this going to cost me?
Well, it costs me just as much, trust me. I'm going to suggest to the board that we put 40% of our bonuses into community projects each year.
Are you drunk?
No, Lawrence. I'm having a moment of clarity.
That's exactly what people say when they're drunk.
Lawrence, the kids round here need an outlet. And that's exactly what Reggie, the guy who's running the pop-up project here, is giving them. So I'm saying, what if it wasn't just a pop-up? What if we bought a building that could become a permanent home for youth initiatives like Reggie's?
Get a grip, Jen. You don't know anything about youth work or what kind of support young people need. This could cost far more than you envision once it gets going.
Well, I'll figure it out.
But this is a joke. If you take this to the board, you won't have my backing.
Alex, oh, I had no idea you were still here.
Yeah, I just wanted to finish a bit of reading for the research project. Anyway, Mr. Sims is here to see you. He is the guy, isn't he? The guy you came back for.
Just show him in, will you?
Cheers, Alex. Oh, look, before you go, I've been thinking, and if you're still up for it, I'd like to use the songs you and AJ wrote for the play.
Serious?
Yeah. I should have done it sooner.
Thanks, Mr. Sims. You won't regret it.
Well, this is a surprise.
I'm here to say I'm sorry. About the other night and what happened between us all those years ago. What you did was wrong, but it didn't give me the right to cut you off. We were good together, and I think we would have made great parents. But I should have respected your decision. I just wish you hadn't given up our child without talking to me first.
I heard him with my own ears, and then I just ran here. My days, I am still so pissed off at you, but I didn't know who else to talk to. Sim said him and Jen had a kid years ago. She made a decision without him, gave the baby up. And I know this sounds mad, but when I first met her, there was this connection. I can't really explain it, but I think she's my mum.
And Sims is your dad. No way. Rob, that's disgusting.
How? But isn't your mum named Jane?
Jen said she changed her name years ago when she left town. Jen and Jane aren't that different, are they?
I guess not. But I thought your biological dad was American.
Remember what Sim said when I told him I had family out in the US? He said he did too, so even though he was born here...
He still might be your dad.
I can't believe this is happening. I don't know what to do.
You should talk to them, both of them, but not yet. You know, it's opening night in 2 days' time, and everyone's dressed enough as it is. Let's just get the show out of the way first.
You're right. I need to sort my head out anyway. This is a lot.
I know. But I've got your back, okay?
Have you? Because I've got a lot of reason to doubt you right now.
I know. Look, about last week, I... You know that bit in the play that goes, "You would hide from all, as if it were a shame for you to love whom you have no right to love."
Oh, AJ, if this is about us being from different cultures again, I swear I will mash you up.
No, it's not about us at all. It's about me. I'm gay.
What?
I do like you, but like, I don't want to date you. I sort of want to be you. Like, you're funny and brave and talented. You're the dopest person I know. But Tyler...
Tyler who's in the play?
Yeah.
You like him?
Yeah. And I think he likes me too.
You know he's from my ends, right? So you can't date.
I know, it's messed up. But also, star-crossed lovers.
It never ends well for them. Even if it is kind of hot. I can't believe you're gay. Doesn't excuse you for leading me on, by the way.
I am really sorry. Forgive me?
I don't know. What was it you were saying again about me being funny and talented?
Damn. Sims might be your dad.
And he agreed to put our songs in the play. It's been a wild night.
Those keys
will love your future.
Those keys
will carry others through.
Those keys
will pass through generations. So be ready to hand over those keys.
So I've shortened the legs in Alex's costume and taken yours in a little around the waist. And here's Tyler's too.
Thanks, Prableen. I'm so grateful for all your help. Especially after... Look, I know how things must have seemed that night outside the pub, but Jen, she's just an old flame.
So you said in all your texts.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hassle you. Very, very uncool.
I appreciated the explanation. I just needed some space. And if you're honest with yourself, I think you probably did too. A bit of time to figure things out with your old flame.
Well, it was never... I mean... Yes, there was a moment where maybe we thought... But no. We're not right for each other. Never were. I'm sorry I've been such an idiot.
I know. I also know you're not a bad person. Just a clumsy one. For what it's worth, AJ's given us his blessing. Mm. Said he's had some sort of epiphany, and that love is love.
Wow.
How about this time we take things slow?
Agreed.
After all, we've got opening night of the show to focus on right now.
Love will transcend all divisions, unite all religions, break chains. Love is not shackled by color, no afraid of the other, knows no shame. Love will conquer all the mysteries of this world. Love feels, love breathes, love is, love is. Love is a force that's unstoppable against all the greatest of us. Love overcomes the impossible, creating what is with what was. And if love's like crossing oceans, then I will fly. Love reaches, love reaches, love is.
Love connects, breaks the yoke of fear that creates divide. Love forgives, always hopes, always trusts, never takes a side.
Never takes a side.
Tell them she is your wife.
No, no. The Marchioness would kill her.
'Tis false. I am not her husband.
Oh, heaven, you will destroy me.
No, no, hush. I will save you.
You hear him? He himself accuses her. To Nance with the aristocrat.
To Nance!
To Nance!
To Nance!
Brother, brother.
We may as well settle it here.
Oh! Wretch, what have you done?
Murdered! Murdered him!
Pauline, dear Pauline, it is indeed you. Again I...
Death to the house!
They will kill her!
Kill her?
Stand off! She is my wife!
His wife?
His wife?
All right, everybody, stay where you are, please. This is the police.
No way! What are the police doing here?
Oh, shit! I've got to get out of here, AJ.
What? Why?
It's me. They're here for me. I smashed up the community garden that night. Dean got stabbed. I need to go.
Wait!
Alex! No! Where are you going?
You have to help me. They're going to nick me for smashing up the gardens. You were there that night. You know how upset I was. And most of all... I know now who you are. I know you're my mum.
What? I'm not your...
I heard you. I heard your conversation with Mr. Sims. He got you pregnant back in the day and you...
Had a miscarriage? But Reggie thought I'd got rid of the baby.
You obviously didn't listen to the rest of the conversation. You know, it's a miracle you're not Reggie's daughter because you're nearly as bad with communication as he is. So many cross wires. My baby would have been 20 this year, had it lived.
But you said you'd changed your name.
Well, yeah, I did, from Savosky to Sawyer. I didn't want having a Polish last name to stop me getting work.
Oh. Right, everyone, show's over. We need to clear out.
Seems Sims didn't have permission to use this place to stage the play. Those coppers, they're not here for you.
You're lying? That's...
True, I'm afraid. Those are the owners over there with the police. I hoped I could talk them round, get them to allow us to finish the run. Or at least to do a few more shows, but...
No dice.
They said I'm lucky they ain't pressing charges. We've got 3 hours to get out.
Oh, sorry. Reggie, look, I'm happy to stick around and give you a hand de-rigging if that's helpful.
Thanks.
I'd stay and help out too, but I think there's someone I need to talk to.
You go ahead. The less of us locked in here right now, the better. Oh, great job tonight, by the way. Your songs were a real hit. Keep doing your thing, yeah?
Thanks, Mr. Sims. Oh, and Jen?
Yeah?
You should change your name back. Now your career's going well. Who you are, it's important.
I'll think about it.
Oh. Cheers for helping out, Jen. It's more than I deserve.
We've both made mistakes.
Yeah?
Do you know, I thought coming back here and picking up where we left off would give me the closure I wanted to move on. But hearing you say you were sorry and finally getting an explanation, that's what I really needed.
Me too. So, what's next for you?
Funny you should ask. I sort of have an ulterior motive for helping you out tonight.
Oh, yeah?
Did Prableen forgive you for being an arsehole?
Yeah, sort of.
And it was her that helped you put this play together?
I'd have been lost without her.
Prableen, can we borrow you a minute?
Yeah?
Have a butcher's at this, will you? It's a new youth initiative I want to launch in the area. Alex's idea, really. She came into the office for a couple of days and did a mountain of research. Then I pitched it to the board at Presentia and they've gone for it.
Why are you so keen to do this?
Alex made me realise that I should be using my power for better things.
So why do you need us?
Because I'm just a developer. I haven't got a clue how to create a safe space for kids who need the kind of support you two can offer. In all honesty, I'm sort of pissing in the wind here. I need people to lead this project and then run it after I go back to London. Hmm. So, what'd you say? Can you help?
Do-do. Do-do. Do-do.
Thanks for coming, Dad. It means a lot that you showed up.
Maybe I haven't done enough showing up lately. The community gardens, though. Surprised you wanted to return to the scene of the crime.
Wait, you know what I did?
You'd be surprised how much I know that I don't let on about.
I kind of wanted to say sorry. To the plants, or... I don't know. Feels stupid now.
Perhaps I haven't been the best parent lately. But since your mum died, it's been hard to know how to handle you.
You never talk about her?
Well, it's not easy. Now she's gone, the world just... That doesn't make sense anymore.
You're not the only one who lost her dad.
There's this grief counsellor my GP recommended. Maybe we could give her a go.
I'd like that. To be honest, I've kind of felt like working on the play has been the only thing holding me together recently. You know, I thought Mr. Sims was my dad for a minute. My biological dad. But you're my dad. The one that raised me. The one that knew my mum and understands how much it hurts now she's gone.
Do you still want to find your biological parents? I can help if I...
Maybe one day. Mum always used to say, self-worth is everything. Maybe I need to work on that and stop being such a reprobate. It's funny. It kind of feels like, in some ways, I've come full circle. Like, I ran away to come home.
Growth may be slow, but nourished by new love, I will embrace a stronger life for me.
In This Little Relic, Alex was played by Amy Powell, AJ by Cassie Mahmoud, Mr. Sims by Delroy Brown, Ira by Tijan Saar, Prableen by Manjeet Mann, Jen and Kathy by Emma Cunniff, and Mark and Lawrence by James Mitchell. The songs were created and performed by Uname Olamalaye and members of the Belgrade Black Youth Theatre. This Little Relic was written by Carla Marie Sweet, directed by Justine Taman, and produced by Nadia Molinari. It was a BBC Audio Drama North production in collaboration with Belgrade Theatre Coventry.
And there are many more editions of Drama on Three, from Shakespeare to contemporary stage hits, which you can listen to now on the BBC Sounds app.
Trending now. Vigil on BBC iPlayer.
There's 20 different ways you could kill Vigil's crew single-handed.
Fever Pitch, the rise of the Premier League on BBC iPlayer.
Cantona has got involved with a fan in the front row.
You see him kind of launch himself into the crowd and you're like, wow.
Charlie XCX's best song ever on BBC Sounds.
Mark Ronson, what's the best song that you've been a part of?
For pure impact and meaning and resonance, Back to Black by Amy Winehouse.
Stories worth talking about across the BBC.
This is BBC Radio 3. It's just after 9 o'clock this Sunday evening. Time now for us to listen further to some of the best new recordings in classical music. Here's Hannah French.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to Record Review Extra, where we start with Mahler, with a difference. This is Mahler in Montreal.